You're listening to KNKX. The resignation of Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has a lot of people wondering about the fate of a proposed remodel of Key Arena. The news of the latest allegations of sexual abuse against Murray, which he denies, came just as he was about to celebrate the signing of a draft memorandum of understanding with the group planning to redevelop the Key. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about that with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick. Their chat begins with Art describing what it was like to be at a news conference that was supposed to mark a milestone in Murray's legacy.
What happened was all of us who were gathered there, media members and other interested parties, to see what this milestone meant and ask questions of both the mayor and Oakview CEO Tim Leiwicki. We never got a chance. Press conference was over. They said goodbye, go away. And then we were all sitting there slack-jawed and stunned at this latest development. But as far as consequences go, they were probably minimal because the mayor had already done his part by agreeing to make this deal, and this draft memorandum was signed between the office and OVG, so it's going to go forward. Now it is the responsibility of the Seattle City Council to vet this project and vote in favor or vote to deny. So the mayor's influence might have been significant had he not already decided not to run for re-election.
So the MOU still needs City Council approval. Let's talk about what's in it.
Well, it's really an ambitious and I think kind of stupendous project. They propose to spend $600 million, which is even more than they said earlier. And a big chunk of that, $40 million, is going to go to a plan for parking and traffic mitigation, because this is a major issue for the residential community surrounding Seattle Center. But the project is going to guarantee that private money will cover all cost overruns, and they will deal with all the community groups in a collaborative, transparent effort, which so far, so good, because all the community groups that I talk to say they have gotten a positive response and they think the initiative is more helpful than harmful.
So also privately funded is a proposal to build a sports arena in the Soto District of Seattle from developer Chris Hansen. That is still alive as well.
It is. It's on life support. But Hansen really wants to have a hearing before the city council with his revised proposal, which not only includes a totally privately funded arena, but he proposed last week a different outcome for Key Arena should Soto be built. He would divide it into three different sections, one of which would be a 6,000 to 7,000 seat concert venue, another would be a 500 seat theater, and a third element would be an open air amphitheater that seats several thousand people. The idea being that if you break up Key Arena into smaller events, it would be more rentable and it would also be less impactful on the neighborhoods. So I think it's got some legs to it, but the city abruptly rejected it because they said, we've got this thing going. Well, a lot of sports fans feel an allegiance to the Soto project, which they don't feel towards Key Arena. The city has a big agenda to try to complete Key Arena because it is a civic asset that they have no other alternative to if they were to grant the Soto project. So that's going to play out over the next several months because Hansen's memorandum of understanding expires December 3rd. He's got to get something going by then, and the council could hear him out and then make a decision between that project and the one at Key Arena, which still has hurdles to go through the financing of the project and the vetting of its environmental impact in the neighborhood. We don't know how that's going to turn out and whether they're going to get it done by December, but much drama remains in this saga.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.